numbers go around, starting from, I can't quite see who's to your, oh, Mr. Beaton. Introduce yourselves while we're waiting for the trainer to arrive.
David Beaton from WSLR LPFM in Sarasota, Florida. I'm an affiliate rep.
Hi, I'm Joe Gonzalez from KPFA, listener rep.
Jamie Ross, I'm from WBAI, listener.
Hi, Carolyn Burden, also from WBAI, listener rep.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kathy Davis from WBAI, staff rep.
Sean Casey O'Brien from KPFK, staff rep.
AC Bird from Washington, D.C.
Grace Aaron, KPFK, listener rep.
George Ryder, KPFT, staff rep.
Ifia Wangaza, WMXPLP, affiliate rep.
Jim Brown, WPFW, staff rep.
Lizette King, WPFW, listener rep.
Rico Ross, KPFK, listener rep.
Dan Siegel, Foundation Council.
Nia Bediako, WBAI, listener representative.
Andrea Turner, KPFA, listener rep.
Sherry Gendelman, KPFA, community rep.
Bonnie Simmons, KPFA, staff rep.
Wendy Schrell, listener rep from KPFT, Houston.
Yeehaw. Susan Young, listener rep, KPFT, Houston.
Campbell Johnson, listener rep, WPFW.
Okay.
Donna?
So, I need a new list.
Yeah, you need a new list.
I'm not aware of this. I have so many
different lists. We'll create one after. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll ask our list creator to create a new one.
Could you talk into the microphone because we cannot hear you on this side of the room?
The secretary said that she would need a new voting sheet list, and I said that we would ask our voting sheet list maker to make a new voting sheet for her.
Point of order.
We're not in a meeting, so you could just ask a question. We're not in a meeting.
Well, yeah. Have we called this meeting to
no.
order? Okay, because that was very unclear. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'd like to ask if I can be recognized then.
Go.
I think the board was notified, yesterday or the day before, about an issue that arose from the WPFW director's election. And I think we should address that before, you know, we convene formally. And I think I'd like to revisit the question of the agenda to decide how we're going to proceed this weekend rather than wait until tomorrow morning. I think we should optimize the amount of time we spend this weekend meeting as a board formally.
Agreed.
And I may have it somewhere, but I think Lizette may have a motion with respect to the WPFW board election available. If not, I'm sure somebody can get hold of it via their computer on their laptop, what have you. But I should try to get the sense of the body as to how we should proceed and get some direction on that.
Well, the agenda that we set out and what is traditional, people asked us not to begin, and it has been a tradition, not to begin the formal meetings until late in the afternoon on Friday, which is why the coordinating committee scheduled the board trainings, which are just open sessions prior to convening the actual meeting. So those issues can only be, I mean, they can be discussed now, but they can't be acted upon until the meeting is actually called to order, which won't be till later this afternoon.
So what is the purpose of this, then?
Training. It's board training.
Well, there's a question over seating here of one of the delegates, and we want our objection known and in the record so that later on somebody doesn't say, well, you didn't bring it up at the appropriate time.
But
and we feel it should be done at the beginning of the session.
Okay, but the session has not begun. The coordinating committee...
If we're in training, I would assume the session has started.
Okay, Grace.
I'd like to move that we start an open session of the PNB right now to elect a chair pro tem and to sort out the WPFW election issue. And after that, we can revert to board training.
Second.
Okay. Is there objection to doing that?
Yes, I object.
All right. So let's...
And I want to state that the reason we have procedures, processes, and so forth going on, if the coordinating committee has made that recommendation, then we need to abide by it. We don't need to start adding additional things here.
Madam Chair.
Just because of one or two people might decide to do that.
First of all, you let people finish their statements.
Thanks.
Okay, I can see your hand. Would you like to speak?
As a body, we can determine to do whatever we care to do. We can reset the agenda. We can configure it any way we want. It's the will of the body that counts here, not a coordinating committee.
Okay. Are there other comments?
On one hand, one part of this issue that I am concerned with, however, is that when the coordinating committee was discussing putting the draft agenda together, it was pointed out by several members of the coordinating committee who have been on the PNB, I believe, for a while, that not only was there a discussion of us having a training session prior to the actual public session, but that traditionally the public session starts at 6 o'clock at night on Friday because it is assumed that many people can't get there until later in the day on Friday after work. And it was requested of us that we correct the announcement that had been sent out to the stations for notice of the meeting, so that it was made clear that the public session started at 6 p.m. And I know that in the case of KPFA, that was done because I read it last night on the air. So I'm a bit concerned with that element of it, the notice element of it.
George?
Sean is correct. I mean, it's a committee recommendation. The board has the right to accept or reject it, so we can have the meeting that's part of the motion. That's appropriate. I want to just say, as far as tradition is concerned, the very first thing that happened at my very first PNB meeting, which was last January, was that the question of seating on the board was addressed. That's the very first thing that happened, and it made sense, since everything else that transpires after that is conditioned by who's actually on the board. So I think we must address this one way or the other now.
Any other comments for the staff?
I have a point of information, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Is the trainer here?
No.
When is he or she coming?
She is on her way and is expected to arrive momentarily.
So then I would like to make a motion that since Dan Siegel is here, that we go to the legal. It's divided in two parts, that we have the legal part now.
Okay. Okay, there's a second to that motion. We're not in session, so.
No, sorry, there's a motion on the floor.
You can make another motion.
You can amend your motion.
That's, thank you.
You can make a substitute motion.
Is that a substitute motion, Nia?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a second for Nia's motion?
Second.
Okay. Do we have the legal briefing now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because you said that she said 1240, and it is.
Right.
It's,
wait a minute.
It's, excuse me, I have the floor. May I finish, Madam Chair?
Yes, you may.
Okay. So she's not here. Rather than sitting, going back and forth, we might as well do something.
We just, point of order.
Okay. Wendy?
How would we know who would participate in the legal briefing?
But the, yeah, that's true. Dan is, excuse me.
Sorry.
Dan is part of the legal training public and part of it. You were going to do a public legal training and a separate legal briefing of an update of Pacifica. Is that correct?
Yes, the legal training is part of the public program, always has been since I've been here. Okay. And discussion of pending cases and other confidential matters will take place in closed session as the board may direct.
Okay. Okay, anybody else on the stack here? Okay. Let's go to a vote. And
On the substitute motion?
Are we voting on the substitute motion?
Yes.
And could somebody state that motion for the record?
Nia, would you restate your motion?
I vote that we go to the legal training. That's it.
Okay. So the motion was that we proceed to the legal training in public session now as an amendment to the other motion. And, Madam...
Excuse me, point of order.
Substitute, I'm sorry. Thank
yeah,
you.
We vote. Don't we vote on the substitute? And then if that goes down, we vote on the original.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. It was just a point of order.
It's actually a question.
Okay, point of information.
Madam Secretary, are you ready to take a vote?
Well... I don't have all the names.
What? Okay.
Sorry.
Would you give me one of your sheets, and I'm going to modify it for you, and then you can make a copy of that.
Thank you.
Sherry, we're all here. We can put our hands up.
George, the secretary just kind of looks at the sheet and calls the names and wants to substitute the names.
Every vote doesn't have to be a roll call.
Yeah, we could raise hands and take a count.
So it's. Yes.
Point of information.
Yes, point of information.
Do we know who's eligible to vote?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, members who haven't been seated aren't eligible to vote, and we're not even in session now.
So that's what the first question is all about. Proper seating.
I have another
should
one.
Be passing this out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I should.
No. Not that. Let me just. Oh, and that. What's that other thing that you were going to pass out? What is it? Yeah. Pass that out, definitely. Yes. Okay. So if you would go down, oh my God, how are we going to do this?
Can't do it.
I don't know.
It's kind of a quandary.
Just take one and pass it down.
Thank you. What do I do though?
What is the problem with everyone being in the room for the training? There's no executive session aspect to the training.
But the second motion is that we immediately move into formal session, elect a chair pro tem.
It's an unnoticed formal session.
Oh, that's
just
true.
Just saying.
It's an unnoticed public session. If we move into public session now, it's not noticed and it would violate the bylaws. Folks, the bylaws require that any public open session of the meeting of the PMB be noticed, This portion of the session was not noticed. The public session was noticed coming out of the coordinating committee as beginning at 6 o'clock. So if we convene now, it is an illegal constitution of the PNB. It's not a legal meeting because it wasn't properly noticed.
Once again, yeah. Chair,
point of order.
I think that the motion that is currently on to substitute, the substitute motion is in order right now. Or are you saying that because there isn't adequate notice that we are essentially not convened and the motions are out of order?
Right. All right.
Okay.
Grace.
Okay. Sherry. Since this is not a meeting, and we can't have the meeting until 6 o'clock, and yet we're talking and you seem to be chairing, I would say that at least we can decide on a pro tem chair.
That's fine, Grace.
Okay, so if somebody would like to move to substitute, to divide my motion into two separate motions, the election of a chair pro tem and the resolution of the WPFW election matters as two separate motions after we deal with Nia's a substitute motion.
I don't know if we can vote on either. George.
As a point of information, would someone get the piece of the bylaws that says that we can't have a public meeting without proper notice?
The bylaws are right over there, George. You could look.
Yeah, you're claiming this, and once again, I say it's the will of the body. It doesn't mean that we should be ineffective.
I don't remember calling on you. I'm happy to if you raise your hand and wait to be called on so that the meeting doesn't descend into chaos. Yes?
I think that's a drastic mischaracterization of the situation, Madam Chair.
Oh, God. Yes, Nia.
Wendy, have you spoken to the lady?
She's in her car. I guess she's in traffic or something. I don't know. I guess I've misunderstood. When we put this agenda together, I thought that the legal briefing from Dan was happening today.
It's a legal training.
The legal responsibilities of board members.
Oh, because that's what I thought the other board training was. All right. Anyway, either way, I mean, we can't be held hostage by we've noticed a meeting for today. It's here. I'm looking at the Pacifica website. It says Friday, January 30th, 12 o'clock.
Is this it?
It says Friday, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
The meeting has been noticed.
It says board training. I mean, we could at this very moment change. I don't know. This is a crazy dumb way to start a meeting. I know we all know.
George.
This is a noticed meeting. If it's recorded,
which it is being recorded, and put up on the archives.
That's it may be just for internal use.
Well, but we could do that.
We could put it up.
And declare it a public meeting, which anyone can go back and find out what happened.
But, George, the bylaws require that you notify the public properly. And we did that after the coordinating committee decided that the public session would begin at whatever it is, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Okay, you're still working.
No.
Is that the woman over there?
Huh? Did the trainer just come in? No. Okay. Sean.
From listening to what Wendy said, we noticed this meeting at 12 o'clock. The way we arrange our agenda can start at 12 o'clock. As far as I'm concerned, this meeting was duly noticed where the public is here, and this is just an ineffective use of our time. And a lot of people came a lot of miles to try and be effective.
Yes, AC.
Yes. Well, the fact of the matter is it has not been noticed, and I don't think we should be playing around with what some people may desire. if the bylaws call for this, then we should move ahead with whatever we were going to have for training. And I think, Madam Chair, that any attempt to circumvent that should be declared out of order.
Yes.
Somebody got noticed because we got public here.
Okay.
And common sense should dictate our actions. If we're operating under Robert's Rules of Order, common sense is of the highest order.
Rico, did you have a comment?
I did. I'm kind of new here, and so this is all coming at me from left field. But I it seems that it's a situation where we have this time, we're not doing anything, then we have two choices. Either we can deal with the election or we can deal with changing the agenda so that Mr. Siegel speaks in place of. Those seem to be the two options that we have on the course. I think Robert's Rules is there when there are when we can't arrive at something that makes sense. Common sense could be our guide if we can just figure out what makes the most sense at this time. We have no one here. We've already noticed the meeting. It's much past time already, and we're doing nothing but pretty much going around in circles.
Yeah, and Jen's sitting right here.
So I don't know. According to, if we're going to go by all the rules, we can't vote on any of the motions. So we're at a standstill, and we're just sitting here now. We're going to have to break some kind of impasse, one way or another. I assume we should do it sooner rather than later.
Yes.
At the risk of looking partisan, I'd like to suggest that if no actions are taken in the period of time between until 6 p.m., that it is moot or not necessary to determine who is on the board. I have a concern about proper notice because there are folks who would want to be here who might not be here at the time that the discussion is held and the vote is taken, and I'm not certain that every member who is unequivocally elected will be here, and some might come. So I would encourage that rather than arguing the agenda, that we move forward with training with whoever is here, Dan or the trainer. And I think that the issues about who is eligible to be seated are incredibly important, merit appropriate discussion. And some of us who are new really don't fully understand those issues. And I would appreciate having the time to do so.
Okay. So, Wendy, did you make one last call to this woman or not? Could you?
Well, she's on a meeting.
Well, about a half hour ago, she said she was 20 minutes away, so I just hoping that she's nearby.
I'm looking through the bylaws, and I frankly don't find anything that says
we have had to have
notice of this as a public meeting in order to make it a public meeting. We have had notice of the meeting. We're required, unless we're doing something which has to be an executive session, for it to be an open meeting. I'm basically arguing with the decision of the chair that there's anything in our bylaws that says that we can't have an open meeting now.
I'm going to have Bonnie look in the bylaws.
And if there are, could you point
Campbell,
out?
Campbell, sorry.
Article 6, the bylaws, meetings of the board of directors, section 4, notice. It states that notice of every regular meeting of the board of directors stating time and place of said meeting and the purposes thereof shall be sent to each director by first-class mail, et cetera, et cetera. So it does explicitly state what the purpose is. If the purpose has been expressed to be board training, then that's the purpose for this segment of the meeting.
Thank you. Lizette?
Could you recite that, please, sir?
Where is that?
That's Article 6, okay. Meetings of the Board of Directors, Section 4, and reading the first sentence, and it goes on from there to go into other details that aren't
Lizette,
particularly relevant.
Lizette, and then Nia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wish I didn't have to start my contribution here. But I would like us to, since we're talking about bylaws, let's talk about the section that deals with eligibility of membership on the board. And maybe if we did that, then we might find a solution to what's happening right here. Thank you.
Thank you. Nia?
Yeah, I would just like to make an appeal to everybody. We all know what sides we're on and so forth. I think, you know, it's actually, I think we need to make a better start. It is 2009. We had all this rancor last year. There are new people here. And the way that, just the tone of this particular meeting, I don't think that's where we want to go. And this meeting should not set the tone for the rest of the year. There are new people here. And again, I still don't understand if Dan is here, this woman is not here. Notice has been given. Can't we just close ranks and come together and just do the training? A lot of people, maybe if we had more legal training, maybe we would not be going through this. So I really think that we need to just get going. I think we need to do better than this, those of us who have been here before.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nia. Grace?
I do understand the concerns. It may be the case that the improper notice of this meeting or the way the meeting has been noticed constrains us to some extent. The intention of a number of us who emailed the coordinating committee and the rest of the board is to make the best utilization of the time of this board. We felt, looking at the draft agenda, that the actual hours that we would have to get to come to grips with the dire circumstances facing this foundation are too few for us to really have deep discussions and do the proper strategic planning and changes that we need to make as a board. Many of us feel that 4 hours of board training is excessive this afternoon, and that some of the other agenda items need to be modified so that we can have more time to come to grips with what's facing us as a foundation. I agree that it would be good to if we can do this in as congenial a manner as is humanly possible. But the thing is, we would like to have a way to modify this agenda so we can get to the business at hand as quickly as possible. If we can do that and utilize the time, the board trainer is not here. We obviously cannot even work on the agenda as the draft agenda. So is there any way at least that we could elect a pro tem chair and or a pro tem unchair, if you want to put it that way, for an unmeeting? And
Wendy?
I think I might have had a hand in causing some of this confusion. I didn't hear back from you guys.
No blame, but
well, I did hear, you know, to notice the meeting for 12 o'clock, and then I just wrote back and said, you know, God, if we're going to notice the meeting and it's really about us, I thought that there was executive session with our attorney. It was a legal briefing. That was sort of why I said that. But it's clear, I guess, we've messed up halfway, because I can see here on Pacifica.org it's noticed for 12 o'clock. Apparently, it's been noticed for 12 and for 6. This is a regular meeting of the PNB. We only get regular and special meetings, and we only get executive session and public session. I think this has been noticed for a public session. Whenever we have a public session, we change the agenda, the draft agenda. So I don't really think it's the stalemate that people are making it out to be.
George.
Yeah, I think Wendy's completely correct. This is a public meeting. Look around. It's been noticed. The notion that we could only talk about what the committee proposed for our agenda would imply that we can't change the agenda. Surely you don't imply that about this meeting. So I don't see that there's really any objection to our moving forward as a regular meeting of the PNB, which it is, in which case there is the problem of how do you take a vote on a substitute amendment when you haven't decided the question of who's entitled to vote. It seems to me that has to be decided first.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Okay. Sean.
With respect to the gentleman's contention about Article 6, Section 4, I find absolutely nothing in it that says that once a meeting is noticed, we can't conduct business or change the order of business. If he can point it out to me, I'd like to see it, because basically what it deals with is making sure that all the directors are noticed, okay? That's what that section deals with. And as far as I can tell from reading this, once it's noticed, and it was noticed for noon, we're allowed to do whatever we want as a body and as you can see. The reality of the fact is the public is here.
Campbell?
Yes. Section 4 says further down on the same under that same article.
Into the mic.
A big
microphone.
Section 4 states further down under the same article, no additional business not stated in the notice shall be conducted.
That's for a special meeting.
Did you not interrupt him?
Meeting. Notice of all meetings shall be placed on the foundation's website and announced a minimum of 3 times daily on air for 5 consecutive days on all foundation radio stations, beginning whenever reasonably possible, no later than 10 days before the date of said meeting. Now, what you're talking about, I would suspect that the notice being put on a website and being broadcast is for the purpose of notifying the public, not just the directors. I think that's a reasonable understanding that a reasonable person would get. I think that in the time that we have at present with regard to board training, since an important element of it relates to legal training, it would behoove us, because I suspect our attorney is not here for free, to make good use of his time and...
point of order, really.
I suspect. Make good use of his time and let him proceed with the legal training that he came to do.
Joe?
People are making useful arguments and observations, which I think are illuminating the situation, you know, and that's good, but it's not taking us anywhere, as Rico mentioned. So I think maybe what I'd like to do is, if the chair has made a, current chair has made a ruling, I would challenge that ruling, if to the extent that there is one, or we should take a vote as to whether or not to call the meeting to order. Because there's ambiguities clearly on whether or not the notice was proper. So I think people have to decide whether, you know, whether they think notice was proper or not, and whether we're going to proceed with the meeting and convene the meeting now or at 6 o'clock.
Rico.
Yeah, I don't know what side people are on, but I do know that we have a choice of wasting another hour. It's 1 o'clock now, and we have done no business. I suggest that we just go to a vote on whether we want to have Mr. Siegel start or whether we want to deal with the election process. One of those issues are probably going to be the ones that we're going to deal with first, and then we'll deal with the next one afterwards. We are the body, and what we decide is what we will do.
George, where is Wendy?
It was a suggestion, not a motion. George, and then AC?
I want to speak to Section 7 says, all meetings of the Board of Directors and its committees shall be open to members and to the public, with a section of those meetings dedicated to a predominant regarding personnel, proprietary, et cetera, with the exception of executive sessions. This wasn't called as an executive session. Either we have a meeting, in which case... it's an open meeting by this. If we decide to have a meeting, it's an open meeting by the bylaws. Or we don't have a meeting at all until 6, because that's what the bylaws say. If you want to call this something else, we can't do something else. We only have 2 choices. It's either a public meeting or it's an executive session. So this meeting is de facto a public meeting unless we choose not to have it. Now let me suggest a way out of this. There is the problem of, and the way it should be done is, and I would appreciate the ruling from the chair in that first we decide who can vote and who can't. It seems to me that takes precedence over Robert's rules, which say that first you do the substitute motion. because that would imply that we already had a body in being that was legitimately constituted. First of all, we have to decide who is the body here. And so the first thing we must vote on is that, which incidentally was on the public agenda. That motion was on the public agenda of the last meeting. And we did ask that it be included as the first item of this agenda. So I think the rest of this is waffling. And I'm sorry. My apologies for that. The rest of this, it seems to me, not germane to what we're doing here. I think that's what we need to do. I would suggest, Sherry, that if you want to rule against that, do so, and we'll take a vote on it. I think that's the best thing we can do.
Yes, the issue here is whether or not at any point in time under our jurisprudence, whether or not you can decide to do what you want to do, as some people are here suggesting. It seems to me we are governed by certain principles, certain laws, certain processes. And if the bylaws indicate that this has to have proper notice, it has to have proper notice. I mean, there are people who can be coming not only from here, but from Berkeley area, be coming from anywhere in Los Angeles. This is a rather big state. And to override that, it seems to me to be doing it because of your own personal desire. Clearly, there's a faction on this board who want this, and that's what this fight is all about. It's not about whether or not we agree to the bylaws. There's been several interpretations, which I think that Campbell has made it very clear that we have a purpose for this meeting. So, but there's a fight to have it brought about on the basis of the fact that you want to deal with those issues. You want to deal with the issues of the bylaws in terms of settlement, in terms of settling certain scores that certain people want to settle. I just think it's completely out of order, and I think that the chair should rule it out of order, and I don't think that's subject
point
to
point of privilege. Overturn. These characterizations of what other people do.
I mean, that really is not the case, and I think we are a nation of laws, and we should stick to it.
Bonnie?
Something that George just mentioned, and maybe I just misheard it, but what we have noticed for 12 noon to 5 p.m. is a board training. And the board training with Casey McFall from 12:10 to 3:30, but, you know, who's really counting? And then roles and responsibilities of the board with Dan. And all of that is in public session, and I'm just puzzled as to why we wouldn't go ahead with this schedule, having the actual public session of the meeting with seating and introductions to the board and everything else that we would do customarily in a meeting start at 6 p.m. I guess I'm stumbling to understand what the problem with that would be.
Grace?
Okay. I agree with George. Furthermore, if we're bound to the schedule of the draft agenda, because that draft agenda was noticed, that is highly improper because it takes away the right of the board to set its own agenda.
Yes.
This meeting was noticed as an open meeting with a draft agenda. Actually, it was noticed differently in different signal areas. It was noticed differently on the air. Therefore, the content of an open meeting is up to the will of the body. There is no way. If we say that the board training has to be the board training today because that's the way it was noticed, then everything tomorrow and Sunday has to be as noticed, and we have no flexibility as a board to create our own agenda. I say that the notice was sent out that this was a public open meeting starting at 12. Therefore, as a board, we have the right to amend the agenda.
Jim.
It's quite clear to me that there's a lot of confusion on as to whether we can do anything at this point. The agenda states that that this is a training session, that it's supposed to be a training, board training, which means that the the official business has not begun yet. We're talking about training, and I think, to me, being new on the board, the training is very important to me so that I can get more acclimated to what's going on within the PNB. It doesn't put me or any one of us in a position to do anything official in terms of conducting business, but it does allow us at this point to learn something about the legal matters and whatever else we need to know in terms so that we can conduct ourselves in a more effective way.
Madam Chair, this is very, very disheartening. In any part of the world, and I've been to a few, anybody that meets, they meet with a draft agenda, and that agenda is changed any which way the body wants it. Here we have a situation where people are arguing that because a meeting was noticed in a particular way, that's the way it would go. No meeting in this network, apart from this one today, I'm aware, where you have to take lock, stock, and barrel, one, a draft agenda, and two, a recommendation from a committee of the body. I mean, why are we playing these games? I don't know what faction anybody belongs to, and I resent those kinds of assertions. I resent it. Let's get on. And I would say let's move to the vote. There was a motion here some hour ago. I did not leave Washington, D.C. to come and play games. Let's move to the motion.
Point of order. Point of order. There's an important distinction here that's being overlooked, okay? A public meeting is a regular meeting. You can put anything on the agenda. You can do anything you want. A special meeting is the meeting where whatever's on the agenda, usually just one item, is all that can be talked about.
It's not a point of order, and you can't jump the stack. Susan and then Carolyn.
What do you mean it's not a point of order?
It's not a point of order.
But it's Robert's Rules of Order. I'm sorry.
I think it's my turn.
Susan and then Carolyn.
I would like to speak in favor of Joe's idea. I think we will go round and round and round. From what I've heard, people's discussions of the bylaws and discussions of what the intent was and what constitutes notice, I believe that what would be useful for this body to do is to vote on whether it convenes and then whether it is a meeting. And then if we have agreement on that or if there is a majority that has decided that, then we can move forward either with training or with amending the agenda.
Carolyn.
Yes, I think the first order really is whether to decide if we're going to follow Robert's rules or not. And a draft is a draft, and it has to be decided on. That seems very fundamental to me, and that is what we should be voting on. There is a draft agenda out, and perhaps new members aren't totally aware that draft agendas are not written in stone. That is the purpose of a draft. We other people sent in amendments, which perhaps not everyone saw and haven't dealt with, but I think we need to move on.
Campbell, George, and Wendy. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan and Rico.
Yes. I've served on a number of boards. And
can you use the microphone?
Certainly. I've served on a number of boards, and I've been blessed that a number of them have been focused on accomplishing serious results. I think that one thing people may have to fear with regard to training taking place is that any excuse that the self-defeating actions toward Pacifica are out of ignorance of the law or other ignorance will be removed. And maybe some other intents would be very clear.
What?
And having been involved in organizations such as National United Committee, the Free Angela Davis, Saul Dead Brothers Defense Committee, a number of others, and finding folks who come in and suggest, well, let's go downtown and blow up City Hall or something like that, you knew whose interests they were serving. So the point that I'm making is this, that there are people who would be pleased by the kind of discord, the problems, and just moving forward in a reasonable way with the opportunities that we have in front of us. There are people who would be pleased about this situation, and one would hope that folks who have the same purpose for the organization in mind, the same mission and vision of it as its founders and bylaws contain, would be able to come together and work out things of this sort. And certainly it's not a crisis situation to have board training. And when you have an attorney here who can provide the one aspect of it, it seems to me as though it's a not too much required to say, okay, let's go with this, and then the other issues can follow.
Thank you. I'm going to ask Dan to comment. He hasn't commented, and then I'll go to George. Dan.
I came down here this morning hopeful that as a board and staff that we would focus on the business of the foundation. This is a kind of disappointing conversation and use of over an hour of our time. I just want to mention, especially for new board members, this is my 12th meeting, 12th PNB meeting. Whether required by law or bylaws or not, it has been decided by the board at each of those prior meetings not to open the areas of the agenda where the public might be interested and would want to come and participate until Friday evening. Now, that's not a legal opinion. That's simply what the past practice has been. It's been in response to members of the public who've come to the meetings and said, please don't start doing things that we might like to participate in or listen to until Friday night. And the board has always done this, and this is the first time that you've had an argument about it.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Point of order.
Yes, is the question of, this is not a legal question that the Foundation Council is offering an opinion on. With all due respect, it's factually incorrect. We have, we have started earlier than this, and it is a draft agenda.
Carolyn,
can we stick to the subject?
Let her finish. This is outrageous.
I appreciate you not overriding me. If I'm out of order, after I finish, please,
George,
please call me out of order.
George is next, then Wendy, then Rico.
This is outrageous.
Yeah. The January board meeting, I have it in front of me, was opened at 9 a.m. as a public session. The very first item on the agenda was to decide whether or not to seat the representative from KPFT, which was either me or one other person. That was the very first agenda item, properly so, because how are you going to have business done when you don't know who is voting? Now, we're at an impasse here. I have a suggestion to make, and I'll move it as a motion, which is that we accept everybody who's sitting at this table, Campbell included, as able to vote on these issues before us, whether we go on and have immediately the training from Dan, or whether we go to decide the issue of whether, in fact, some people are not really members. Doing that won't prejudice the question. So if the first part wins, this question will come up again at the beginning of the public meeting. That's my suggestion. I make that as a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, wait. It's a...
Restate it, George.
It is that we take a vote.
George, there's a motion. Just say, I'm asking you. I'm not telling you. George, there's a motion. Then there was a
substitute.
Can you... Do we have to... What do we
amend
do?
And substitute.
You can't amend. I'll make this as an amendment.
The second amendment.
Okay.
Or first amendment to the substitute motion.
It's the first amendment to the. Actually, you can amend either one. When you make a substitute motion, you can amend either one. But we have to vote on the second one first. So I'm going to make it as an amendment
to the second.
To Nia's motion.
Okay.
And we can vote on that.
That's fine.
And proceed.
Good. Okay.
Would you restate that motion?
George, would you restate the motion?
It's that we allow everyone present who was part of the role as of this moment to vote on this question without prejudicing whether, well, so if this passes, it will not prejudice the fact that, that is to say, if NIA's substitute passes and we have a training now, it will not prejudice the question of who is a member. That will be brought up first thing at the public session at 6. If it doesn't pass, we will address that issue right here. Okay. So this is my amendment to NIA's.
Second.
Can we debate?
Just a second. Madam Secretary, can you read the motion?
This is an amendment to NIA's motion that would allow everyone present to vote on this question without prejudicing the question of who is a member.
Okay, and that's been seconded. Okay, is there discussion on the amendment?
My concern would be...
Seeing none.
There is discussion.
I'm sorry. Seeing no one raised their hand here. Do you want to make a comment?
Yeah, my concern would be... Am I recognized, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay, I want to be sure. My concern would be that if everybody here votes, we might be tacitly approving somebody who should not be a member.
Then you can vote against
George's motion.
That was part
of the, that was part of
you,
the motion.
You have the opportunity to vote against
Thank you. I don't need the lecture from the chair.
Really good. Okay, so...
Madam Chair, could we make just clear what the motion means precisely that that doesn't happen?
Okay,
so, Madam Secretary, if you would do the roll call on this. And, Bonnie, did you provide her with an improvised sheet or not?
I did.
Okay, great. Point of information. Excuse me, point of information for NIA.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Are all the members here?
Well,
are all members here?
Everybody who's here at the table is here. Well, we're going to vote on it. Campbell's. I mean, who is in here?
I haven't taken a roll.
People, I don't know. Who's ever here is here. I don't care. It's fine. Afia.
If the secretary would read the motion again before she begins the roll, thank you.
This is an amendment to NIA's motion to allow everyone present to vote on this question without prejudicing the question of who is a member.
Okay. So, would you take the roll call vote on this now? Thank you, Madam Secretary. George?
I just want to make a point that we're voting on the amendment at this point.
Correct.
To NIA's. Okay.
Wendy?
Can we just raise our hands?
No.
Go ahead.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Sandra Rawling? Is that?
She's not here.
Sorry. Susan Young?
Yes.
Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
Sean Casey O'Brien?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Lizette King?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
David Beaton? Did I get everyone who's here?
I didn't hear my name called. George Ryder, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry, George. George, were you going to vote yes?
Yes, I was.
I'm sorry, my list is... Did I get everyone else?
I have a point of personal privilege. Yes. Information. Just to let everyone know, Casey McFall is here now. She's the board trainer. She has arrived.
You know,
okay. Now, the underlying motion from NIA was that the legal training begin because Ms.
Because she wasn't here.
Right. So do you withdraw your motion?
Anything to get moving.
No. That's the substitute motion. So we have to vote on that. If it passes, that's what we do.
She withdraws the motion.
I withdraw it. Let's
if she withdraws it, then we vote on the motion it was a substitute for. She can't
Excuse
withdraw
me,
it.
It's the control
she can't
of the
withdraw
body.
That motion.
Yeah, it's,
the
control
it's, of it's, body. It's the body.
Okay.
It's the property
All
of the
right.
body.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to vote on the motion to begin the legal training because the board trainer was not present.
Can you just say, is there any affirmatives?
No. Okay. Now we go to the other one. There's no. Is anybody in favor of that motion? Seeing no one, go to the next motion. What is the other motion that's on the floor, Madam Secretary?
To start the meeting before the training to resolve the issues of KPFW election and seating on the board.
Okay.
Is that?
Yes,
no.
That's it. That's
WPFW.
That's
it.
First, to elect a pro tem chair.
Right.
And then to resolve the issue of the seating of the election WPFW.
I didn't get that, sorry. To elect a
pro tem chair.
Okay. And?
And then to resolve the election issues at WPFW.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I move to the right? Sorry, I spoke out of turn, sorry.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes, she can.
Okay.
I'd like to move to the right.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All right. So the first part is to elect a pro tem chair. Are there nominations? Or do you... All right. Let's decide the discussion on whether or not to elect a pro tem chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All those in favor of that? And will you, yeah. So, and all those opposed? So we're going to elect a pro tem chair. Now are there nominations? Grace.
I'd like to nominate George.
Okay.
Second.
Any other nominations?
Nominate Sherry.
No, I decline. Thank you. Nia.
I'd like to nominate Jim Brown.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, nominations are closed. Everybody tear off a piece of paper and write down who you want. Yeah, really.
So it's IRB. All right, we'll be able to tell the yellows are so wide.
My name is spelled R-E-I-T-E-R.
Yeah, one more time, George.
Madam Secretary, would you collect the ballots, please? Oh, you have to fill that in. But here's a piece of paper to vote for either Jim or George. Give that to him.
Here you go, please.
I cannot believe we waited all this time.
Am I counting these?
Yes. You want me to help? Cam, we can help her now. You just read it.
Madam Chair, or Connie, could you maybe at some point make a name
I
thing
have them
so
right
we know
here.
Who's who?
I have them.
Oh, you have them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also,